are back. You are listening to Gavin Denton on the break. That was Birthday Boy Joe Cumia and Dan Rocka.
Yes. And we might be putting something together at the end of the year. So,
it's like a presidential election. You can look at the month. Coming up. All right. He knows it. He knows
it. God knows the clubs don't do it.
Yeah, well.
On that out there.
All right. Well, the number to call in, should you choose, and really, why wouldn't you, is 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. Let's do some. I got to find it. Where are you? Let's do some scam busting. We didn't do that last week. We did scamming scammers last week. So let's do some scam busters. Here we go. One day I'll have somebody do this. You playing?
Mm-hmm.
Scam busters! If you're something strange on your Facebook page, who are you going to call? Scam busters!
That's right, you'd be a fool not to. Why wouldn't you?
You know, I was trying to get into the zone. Well, of course not. You would be a fool. But call my friend. You did that Blue Hawk style. I appreciate that as the Hawkster.
Yes. Oh. The Hawkster. Like the Hawkster, but with better hair. Anyway. Okay. it came to my attention that an American citizen was perhaps negotiating with scammers out on Facebook. Who could this person be? Well, I'm going to go into our vault of great music. Let's see if I can find it here. Of great music. I'm going to play some tunes. And I want to ask you folks if this reminds you of anybody. So, here it is.
Target to spend some of my money that I got from the Facebook gifts. If you'd like to send me some, I'd really appreciate it because I love Target.
And already have
your
card. Money is a state of mind. Money is a state of mind.
Yeah. Get your slow jam on. Where's your interject? Yeah, Craig! Stupid people who work. Yeah.
This guy could carry a tune.
He used to be a rapper. True, he was. Cersei.
Money is a state of mind.
My slow jam.
Money is a state of mind.
You guys aren't dancing. Money is a state of mind.
Yeah.
No, rock gut, but what do you get?
Money is a state of mind.
It's a banana bread.
Money is a state of mind.
It's a banana bread.
Yeah.
You gonna play the whole album?
Oh yeah, it's a mega mix. We're gonna listen to it all. It's good. I love his vibe.
Are you
punishing the listeners for some reason.
Nah, man. Craig's talking money, baby. I like when Craig talks money.
He's also talking spaghetti.
Yeah, it rhymes. It's a state of mind, baby. It's a, you know what? Soccer's worth.
Sounds like dinner is a state of mind.
You know, I think about money and people send it to me.
Oh, I see what it is.
State of mind.
So send me some money.
Yee. Send me some money. Got a hook.
It's a state of torture.
Torture! It's torture! Make it stop! It's torture! Yeah. There's more coming up. It's a vibe. There's a whole vibe going. He's on your. He's on his time. It's not your time. Money state of mind. You're playing his world, baby. You don't work. Suckers
work.
Work.
Suckers work.
Suckers work.
I just sit and the machine's bringing me the money. The
machine's bringing me the money. It's amazing how that happens. I need to get one of them machines.
At least it's a scammer anthem.
Yeah, boy! Africa bones in the nose up, yeah!
Does he actually say that?
No.
Oh, thank God.
He's talented. That is a long song. Fortunately, we have a follow-up track.
Oh, dear God.
There's more?
Money's a state of mind, baby.
I was like one of those in the old days, they used to have a song, and then somebody would have the answer song.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Here we go.
Can you turn up the sound?
If I shut us off, I can.
Oh, no.
Here, I'll shut us off for a little bit.
Okay.
Snorting pure oxygen like a line. Ski resort, Alpine. Bumping speakers in the back while I rhyme. Bitches hopping in the front, only dimes. Making dollar signs online. Doing things that we like all the time. We ain't ever gonna stop. Keep that Ganoderma hot. Get them spores into my cells. Rip this game up till it sells. Put myself up on the shelves. They be breaking out of cells just to hear the sounds that I make. Destiny, you know my famous fate. Oxy high on the track, I'm never late. Eating dinner in the spaceship, rhino steak. Got that bitch up on my lap, first date. Go to collect my cash, money crate. Fly through the halls of fame and watch them hate.
Don't worry, people. There's a special guest.
While I levitate.
Good morning, Ganoderma. You think ahead, I'm three steps further. You say wait, and I say I heard ya. With a smile, but I never turn back. Cause I'm on the magic money making team. MCA money when I'm making dreams in my sleep. Snoring. Then I rise up, pouring. OG coffee in my OG cup. Share this video and I'm touring the whole world cause I'm internet savvy. Go off like this and come back to the beat. Ha, belly dancing cause I'm a model. See me on the streets, you wanna follow me on Facebook, click here now. You say wow and then bow. No, raise your head up and keep your energy. We'll get scammed by those who pretend to be Juliana. Bitch, I'm eagle, you ostrich.
No, he's Blue Hawk.
First, their prepaid card from MasterCard. And when they add a $40 into their prepaid card, they get their $20 for free, plus you get $20. So each time a person puts $40 on their card, you get $20, and they get $20. And if you don't need $20, just do it for me. You can just do it for me so that I can get $20 when you...
Yeah! Send your money! It's my favorite dynamic duo of scamming! Craig, word, money's a state of mind, Grant, and the sidekick, the lead plaintiff, against Match.com, Juliana, Julie Love Avalos. Follow.
When was this made? Was this before she was?
We played this on the show.
That rap song?
Yeah, we played that on the show. One of them is the punishment song.
Who was their lawyer?
Evan Spencer.
Did Evan Spencer
attorney at turds?
Did you ever play the song for Evan Spencer?
I don't think he'd stay on long enough without yelling at him. So let's bring it back for our fans. Because a lot of people go, why are they playing crappy music?
Yeah, really.
But there's a reason to my madness, and it's so often we get to play this type of music. So it came to my attention, Craig Grant, over decade boyfriend of Juliana Avalos, father of her two darling boys. Was up to some activities on Facebook. So for those who don't know what Craig Grant has done, well, Juliana was the lead plaintiff in the Match.com lawsuit for $1.5 billion when it started, but then it got ruined, by us. Anyway. Craig has admitted to making money from scammers before. We have the screenshots. We've had it online.
Yes.
It'll be online again. If you search really hard, you can find it online now, but whatever. It's not on our main page right now. Avalos and Grant have admitted, and you've heard, money is their motivation. They sing about the money.
Oh, sure.
You know, it's not only way of life. Really, Pippi Alex, it's a state of mind. Avalos has personal friends on Facebook who are scammers. We've proven that before.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Avalos has allowed African scammers in the group that she started for victims to report fake profiles of Avalos. So she created a little group. In them were scammers and so-called anti-scammers who don't like us because we know the truth. Wah! You stupid big bad bear.
He's in there?
Oh, yeah, of course. This is old news. Asshole. Not you, him.
Sometimes it's hard to tell.
No, well, Joe's, in this case, Joe is non-assholish.
Oh, okay. Sometimes you're not sure who you're talking
to. So we showed a couple months ago on the air, we played some audio that was provided to us by an alleged victim of the real Juliana Avalos. And, of course, he stumbled into her web because he was scammed by an African pretending to be Juliana.
Right. She doesn't like that.
Found the real Juliana, and she goes, well, hey, let's get to work. And he's lost, I want to say, between $15,000 and $20,000 to the real Avalos. And, of course, we have evidence that shows this, but it's all alleged. It's all alleged. It's not a court of law.
Of course.
It's all alleged.
Allegedly.
And there are other alleged victims that, for various reasons, we have not been able to get in contact with. So, that brings us to our latest installment of our pals.
Oh, great.
Our American alleged scammers. It's been a while. You missed them, kids?
Yeah, I've been wondering what they've been up to.
Yeah, you can't turn away for too long because the train wrecks are coming.
They've always got something up their sleeve.
They certainly do, Joe.
They really stink.
They're the Belinda of real life.
They really do stink. I really hate them. When I heard her asking, well, just give me the $20 then, I'm like, I wanted to put my foot through this screen and scrap her asshole.
Well, that's why I left it in there. She said it, and I thought you people should hear it.
No.
So, Craig Grant, on one of his many Facebook pages, posted a picture of him and Juliana from back in the day. Fortunate farmer, who happens to be an African scammer, upon further research, writes, "This girl did change my life."
Unquote.
No, this is, yes. Craig,
how do you mean that?
Craig liked that quite. Quote, and responded, "Nice to know you." No. It's nice to know that she's working well for you. It's magic money. Money's a state of mind, and the state is Ghana, bitch. Don Hassan, GH, also, who happens to be a scammer, as luck would have it. He writes, this gal also changed my fucking life. I wish I will meet her, personal, and go down on my knees, and thank her much. Stay blessed, honey. But my brother, as you are with this lady as real, I think, you earn good money. But she cast, but not all that. We are still making it big in Ghana. Vim, I don't know what that is. Maybe it's Vim Diesel. I don't know.
Vim.
So, Craig responds. I'm sorry. You know what? I'm going to move my computer and hope for the best.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's always dicey.
Let's hope for, yeah, that's always dicey.
That's what
look at this. He's holding the mic now.
You're on stage. What?
The play-by-play of what I do so I can read.
Well, I thought you were going to run down into the crowd.
What, do you have a problem reading? You having, what's your problem?
I'm having a hard time reading it because it's very small print. I'm reading Facebook.
Oh, okay.
I'm reading
pictures. Okay.
Sucks getting old.
Yeah. You got your back, stupid.
You don't wear glasses yet, do you?
No.
That'll happen.
I think it's happening right in front of us.
I think so.
You know, I just want to bring some good old-fashioned scamming fun to the people, and you guys got to rain on my parade.
No, I just didn't. Nana has to go see the screen.
Look what I'm looking at, you cock! It's really a screenshot! It's not text!
Now he's pissed because he
has
to
pissed. It's like 3.5! I'm trying to do a nice show, and you're ruining it!
Where would I ever get the idea that he's pissed?
I don't know.
I just assume shit.
Well, subtlety's not your strength, Captain
Nuance.
Yours
right now, stupid.
Well, I want to make sure you're abundantly clear what a turd I think you are. I can't even have a nice segment with you two.
No.
I'm going to turn this show around and go home.
I am home. Leave. And don't look back. We're not slowing down and waiting for you to catch up. The show is leaving without you, stupid.
Don't bother him. Eyes have died.
Oh.
Eyes have
died. Eyes have died.
Glasses have been worn. Cataracts have happened. Yeah. if only I had eyes of a blue hawk. Anyway. So Craig writes, this gal's also changed my life since the day I met her. Whatever she say, I do. And it always works out great. She has so much magic. She is magic. And I know you know. Don Hassan writes, sure, my brother, and I want you to help me to salute her. And also, the one problem we are facing now is that we have her good pictures, but her video cannot all that good she talk on that video cam. So I don't know how you can help.
Hold on.
This is like...
Cannot
they're
all
right,
that good...
But the way they said it, they're fucked up as well. But the guy, you know what I'm saying?
Now he's like, listen, not for nothing. We appreciate the pictures.
Look, we can't talk with this shit either, but RPU.
Yeah.
Well,
they're African, stupid.
It's their second or third language. It's just good enough to scam.
She cannot good talk like.
Yeah.
See, now you feel bad for upsetting me. I got the good shit. You just wouldn't let me get there.
Oh, we just had to wait for you to put on your specs. Yeah, well, let me put on my specs.
Leave Grandpa alone. Have a little respect.
Let me move that menu further.
You know,
closer,
in my day,
further,
we didn't disrespect our youngers.
Yes. Youngers.
Oh, I'm younger than you. Stupid Gerd. Anyway. Gerd is the word for the Blue Hawk bird. Anyway.
Gerd.
So I like the scammer. Don Hassan's like, listen, not for nothing. Pictures working out wonderfully.
Yeah.
Is there a little something you could do with the video? Because as we remember, they tried to scam me with the video, and it was for shit. Yeah. They couldn't get it to work. And remember, we have a screenshot, which will be up again on davinsden.com. It's up on our old site if you can find it, of her in a scammer on a scammer's page and doing like a screenshot of her in the cam making kissy face.
Yes.
Can you help a brother out?
Yeah. Good looking. Talk, not so much.
So I don't know how you can help me then. Craig responds. What is Craig going to say?
Craig's going to say, well, if you throw me some cash, we can shoot you another video.
Well, only she can help you with that.
Ah.
And I don't think she would, but that's between you and her.
Really? Really?
He's a
Svengali, you can't figure out how to get a video of your bitch over to these guys?
I can only
bucks?
Get her to rap badly.
Mm, yeah. Oh, and badly it was.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
So Craig continues. The only way you can get her attention is to offer her dollars.
No!
Yes, but four little dollar signs. And I know from a victim who was talking to Craig that wanted to talk to the real Juliana but was scammed by a fake one, wanted to talk to her, and he had said that same thing to her, like, listen, the only way she'll talk to you is if you offer money.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you know, there it is, cut and dry.
Yeah. Only way you can get her. Now, hey, guys, you're scammers, and I'm not about that. I know we sued Match.com, and it didn't work out. I know a man died, and she put on the little sob story.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not for nothing. We can talk business.
Yeah, she put on the little blue blazer for the death. Yeah, then that's what she dresses up.
So Don Hassan responds.
Don Hassan!
Hassan Chop.
Hassan. I was going to say,
of course you were. It was a Bugs Bunny reference.
I know, but I didn't do it because you were probably going to look at me and go, huh?
What?
I didn't think you would get that. I didn't think you would get that.
I got it.
Well, Chop the Rabbit, he brought us here.
Stupid. This is why I don't kick you you out. Once in a while, you make me chuckle.
Yeah.
Yeah, once a month, Joe's funny. Wait for it. Wait for it. There it is. Okay. Enjoy the next 4 weeks of Joe. So Donna San responds, "Oh, yes, boss. If only you will help me. This oh have some USA and UK client, which I used her to chat and all the client and well, but she will be okay and honest with everything. Can would, but, oh, I'm sorry. I got cut off. Let me start
Wait, she'll be okay and honest. That's the part that I love.
Yeah, really.
All right, let me start that again. Oh, yeah, this is Donna San. Oh, yes, boss. If only you will help me with this. Oh, have some USA and UK client, translation client's victim.
Yes. Mm.
Which I used her to chat, meaning we used her pictures.
Yes.
And all the client paid well. But if she will be okay and honest with everything, meaning Juliana,
yeah,
we can make a deal. And then I will handle the two clients to her, and we talk about percentage. So then when it comes, then she send my percentage to me if it's only it's a deal and you want to be chat on that in inbox then. We're just talking. We're talking.
Yeah.
Let's bring the dames in.
I think it was negotiating is what we're, yes, the word for that.
He continues, Don Hassan Chop. And I even get $10,000 from the USA client last 3 weeks.
Wow.
Now that was $10,000 and the UK client also paid well. So if you will help me to contact the real, and we made a deal, I'm cool, and I'm real Naga, and I'm not all that greedy. I don't know what that means. It's African slang. And when the money comes, I want her to receive the money there and send my percentage to me, because nowadays Ghana here cast, and I want to move on. Please, boss, let me hear from you soon. I think he wants to get out of Ghana. He wants her to launder the money.
Mm.
Send the money. It'll be more legit if this payment goes directly to you in Florida.
Yeah.
Palm Bay. What? Anywho. Did I say that? But wait.
There's more.
There is.
There's more.
Wolf Tiger Weezu.
Wah.
No, not Wah. Wolf Tiger Weezu. Pay attention.
This is one of the guys?
Yeah.
Wolf Tiger.
Weezu.
Sounds like a cat Weezu. With asthma.
Weezu, I got just the
Pip would take care of it.
Where is that poor baby?
Here, little Weezu. Yeah.
That's what it would sound
it's like.
It's
like the worst droid in Star Wars. It's Weezu. It's a droid that keeps sneezing and giving away their location. Yeah.
Lisa says, maybe Ashley Madison should hire these guys.
Maybe. Wolf Tiger Weezu. If she is with you, then we can make a deal. More money. She already got me millions. But I want to be both your friend. Craig responds. Well, what good is any friendship when you have unlimited money? It's no good. It's pointless, in fact. Weezy responds, millions in my country is nothing. Just a word of misrepresentations of wealth, bro. I need you. Both. Like registration to hell. Let's WhatsApp. That's an app where you can talk to people, kind of like Skype.
Okay.
And he gives his number. So I believe this is, I want to say Ghanaian? A Ghanaian number. Call me. We should call Weezu. Yo, I got you, Juliana, right here. Play a stupid song. We should do that.
Oh, my God, yes.
We should. We might have to do that.
Yeah, that's yes. Begging for it,
yeah, it's begging for it. He left his number up? Come on.
And I happen to have it.
As luck would have it, Weezu.
Yes.
Yes.
Let's copy see. It.
I'm trying to get to the next thing here. So Craig goes, I see what you see. Time will tell the story. This is now the beginning of a new story. Weezu responds, bless, bro. Craig posts a video about how he gets paid on YouTube. But that's not what I want to talk about. Where is what I'm looking for? Okay. So then we look at some of Don Hassan's.
Don Hassan!
Some of the things Don Hassan likes. We investigated their profiles.
Interesting.
One of the things Don Hassan likes is going to be a little bit shocking. Brace yourselves. Pip, your back's going to get jarred by the shock. Everyday Western Union, EW, EWU moneymakers, government official. That's a Don Hassan like.
Government Don, official?
No, yeah, Don Hassan recommends it.
So it's like this is his stamp of approval.
Don Hassan proved.
Don Hassan liked it, so you know it's
Hassan
good.
Like. Hassan like.
Let's see.
Hassan like. Oh, boy.
Hassan like. Let's Hassan see. Like.
his scammer stamp of approval. Yeah. On
and
Western
then I go
Union.
To the Everyday Western Union EW moneymakers, and what do you know in their big banner? It's stacks of money!
No.
Things are working out well.
Yeah.
Money is a state of mind. Let's see.
Wow.
So then I went on to Fortune of Farmers.
Okay.
Profile. How much is he with Fortune Pharma? His banner, if you guys want to come around and look at this very quickly, is a bunch of industrious young African lads sitting around on some cushy couches and chairs, just with their little laptops, just doing work. You know what? They're probably on Facebook, just making friends. Probably Farmville. Maybe a little Candy Crush.
They're students doing research.
That's what they are.
It's
students
in the library.
That's exactly what it is.
Making a lot of money.
Yes.
Ripping people off.
Wow. That is some pretty blatant shit to put.
But wait,
there's
more. Fortunate Farmer is a giving type of scammer. He likes to let us know how the process works.
Oh, thank you.
So now I continue to look on Fortunate Farmer's Facebook page, and here he is making fake profiles on Match.com.
Oh, wow.
Fortunate Farmer making fake profiles on Match.com. Craig's pal. They sued Match.com
for doing this.
What's he call this? Grinding team, no sleep. Then people responding, we go make money. Yeah. They're all all in crap. Oh, that's going to get me bombed. Here's another one of his things. It says, let's make your personality shine.
How to really make to.
This is on Match.com.
Oh, wow.
So he's trying to make sure it looks really good. He goes, work start. And then he lists all the people he's working with on there.
Why are they so blatant?
Because they don't give a shit. Because they know they're untouchable.
Yeah.
Because it's a way of life. We talk, it's Sakawa,
sure,
baby.
Sakawa.
We talk about it. It's a lifestyle. It's a cultural thing. This is Sakawa.
It just amazes me. Like, because when they were talking about the plan they want to do,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, why would they do that? And then they just start bragging about it. It's like the balls on these guys.
Well, Jonas Stunna Adjourner says, hard work pays, Joe.
Hard
work pays, Joe.
Bastards.
But wait.
There's more.
Let's see. I'm just going to keep scrolling down. I'm sorry. I just have all screenshots, some of which I sent to my producer friend because they're doing something on Match.com. Here he is creating a white male profile. Pick still pending on approval. You know, he's just waiting. Time's ticking. Just hey, Facebook. Hey, Match.com. Just approve this stolen picture that I'm posting of a white middle-aged man.
Because that's who I am.
That's
yeah,
who.
Sakawa. Yeah, his name's George Sakawa.
Here he is again on Match.com. Create your profile. What's your lifestyle? And then he wrote, because, you know, you gotta say what you're doing in your picture. What do you think I'm doing? That's what he writes in his
That's
little
what he writes? What do you think I'm doing?
Somebody writes grinding. Somebody writes LOL. I'm writing being a douchebag.
Grinding.
Yeah, well, that's what that, because it's not an easy process.
Mm. Right.
Money is a state of mind unless you have to be in front
of
your computer.
I'm grinding out the work to get the money.
That's what it is. Listen, just hardworking youth.
Oh, yeah. Lisa says, nope, money isn't a state of mind. It's a state of a bank account.
Money's a state in Ghana. Here's another one.
Oh, wait. The state is Florida.
So one of these pages on Match.com has a bunch of middle-aged women that have showed up and saying 125 matches found. It seems like one of his profiles is going to be fruitful for him, possibly.
Wow.
So he writes, still searching for Bill Gates' wife.
Oh, man.
I don't think she's on Match Stupid, but somebody is.
Wow.
These are people Craig is talking to.
All right.
Well, you know what? There is a certain honor among thieves in this group. You know what? They're not, like, working against each other. They're, like, sharing their business secrets together.
Here is Wolf Tiger Weezy's page. As you would imagine, is a picture of a computer with stacks and stacks of cash.
Oh, man, they're shameless.
Here's the business. Here's his business research center. This is where the shit happens.
Business research center.
/ Internet Cafe. It's called Lect Business Research. You could say it's called Lect Business Research Center. All right, outside the door. That's where the money happens, kids.
Wow.
But wait. There's more. Excuse me while I scroll.
It's okay.
Here's another outside picture. With chairs outside, because sometimes we're packed. And now here's a picture of everything that's going on. And we kind of experienced this. Now, remember when I spoke to Mavis Mills?
Yeah.
We kind of felt like we were actually told somebody was behind her, mm-hmm. and they were concerned and feeding lines, and they have a couple people working up and down the lines and everything.
Yeah.
We have a picture of that now inside the Lect Business Center. Just a bunch of people, well-dressed kids, just walking back and forth. Everybody's looking over their computers, big smiles.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
inside the heart of the beast.
You want? You could come here and see it if you want. I got more pictures. I'll show you another picture. And these will all eventually be up on the website. Here's a picture from just outside. Nice. You know, hey, what you doing? Oh, looks like you got a good one.
You know what? That's when they're looking over the shoulder, it's like, fake Davin's on again. I think I need a supervisor.
Yes, this is what happens when I'm on, Joe. Look, all hands on deck. People at the computers, people behind everybody at the computer. Shit's going to hit the fan.
Title on it. Uh-oh, it's stupid.
Listen, not for nothing. Who spoke to this dipshit in August?
Yeah. Scamming by committee.
Yes. But that's what it is.
Scamming by committee. Yeah.
That's what it is.
Very good.
That's what it is. So that's on Weezu's page. I'm sure it's all perfectly good. So then here is a friend of Craig. Craig has about 50 friends on Facebook personally, his personal page. This is Nkasa. Nkasa works at Western Union and lives in Akragana.
Works at Western Union.
I'm sure it's legitimate.
Of course.
I'm sure it's legitimate. Craig even decides to share Nkasa's photo onto his page, much like Juliana has shared scammers' photos in the past.
Yeah, because, well, all these guys are going to get to know him, up front and personal.
Craig then posts a video about the long-since-dismissed lawsuit against Match.com.
Oh, really?
He does, you know. And then Don Hassan likes the video. Big fan. Juliana posted a bunch of her pictures from the headline she made before her ass got booted out.
Oh, my God. They don't even care what the end result was. It's just like, oh, we were in the game.
Yeah,
look at us.
Well, because they want people to still think that they're fighting the good fight.
Yeah.
But then Craig posts.
Jesus.
Although this is Craig's friends list. Stupid left it open. I'll read some of the interesting ones. Real Peddler, Team Agana. Sure, that's his birth name.
Real Peddler.
Let's see. I have the singer there from that song we heard. Cliff Umbengya from University of Ghana.
Oh, Irish guy.
Shane Blackwood from Neverland.
Neverland.
Let's see. I'm trying to find the ones that are appropriate. Oh, there's his sister. Hello, Craig's sister. Excuse me while I scroll down. Excuse me while I kiss this guy. let's see. Who else do we have? Oh, well, Juliana's a friend of his. That works out well.
Lisa asks a good question.
That's
how
about
else
time.
Would they stop that? How else will they get cash without an inside man? I mean, they don't.
Well,
really
other scammers do.
Yeah, they don't need to have an inside man.
But we've talked about this
Union,
before. If you
though.
Could actually have her make the videos, you can prove proof of life.
I think he was talking about the person that worked at Western Union.
What? What was her point?
Well, she said, "How else would they get cash without an inside man?"
Well, nobody's checking at Western Union. They don't give a shit.
No, they don't care.
Here's Wispa from GH, Chief Executive Officer at Western Union. So, you know what? Maybe Lisa's right. Maybe this is one of the muckety-mucks.
Maybe.
Sure, it's all legit. You know, if I'm working in Ghana and I have a Western Union, I'm not hiring Ghanaians. let's see if there's anybody more. These are all Craig's friends. He only has about 50 friends. But these are the people that he puts in his inner circle.
And from the names of some of them, it's quite obvious that they're scammers. I love the peddler.
The peddler.
It's one of those Batman bad guys.
Here's one of
the peddler.
Here's one of Nkasa's pictures. Shows a big, burly African man looking at his little smartphone with a big stack of cash.
Wow.
My chairman, then he names you blessed long time. Thanks for the motivation.
What? Well, that is the thing. It's almost like going to church for them, you know. And I'll tell you, I have the stacks of cash. Oh, yes. I have praise Mugus.
Yep,
I have lots of clients.
That's that whole Mugu culture.
Yeah, well, Sakawa.
Here's a picture of Craig's pal Nkasa. He's sitting on the floor with his laptop open.
Of course.
Hashtag iHookup. Hashtag at UK Match is going down with clean heart. Hashtag pounds, hashtag dollar sign.
Oh, so he's...
Craig's pal!
He's working the UK market.
It's in Casa, baby. It's Craig's pal. Money's a state of mind. Just using the machine.
Just getting what they can get.
We're fighting the good fight. We're against these scammers.
Uh-huh.
Here's a picture of our pal in Casa in front of Western Union.
his home away from home.
He looks like he might be receiving money at some point, Joe.
No. No.
Hey, there's signs behind it. These guys stink. Send that stuff to Ann Jackson. Look what's going on around here.
Look around, stupid. You're not the only one.
Here's a picture of Black Cotton.
So then, on July 19th, Craig posts another picture of him and Yuli, old picture. Don Hassan writes back, "My brother, I don't hear from you again in our decision. Please, I'm serious." Craig writes, "And I'm joking. Joy King." That's what he does, his wordplay. Like, oh, heaven is half fun. He does that. He's like, Don Hassan's like, "Oh, my brother, come on now. You know what? Maybe Craig's just scamming the scammers. Maybe he's just having fun. Forget about that. We've caught them before."
Nope. He's having fun with them because now he thinks he's the big boss.
Now a bunch of people are writing to Craig. "Mensa, Elijah, help me, please. Craig, I can help you if you can upload videos to YouTube." Let's see. There's other ones. More people asking for help. He's talking about YouTube. Somebody writes, "Nereddin Sulemana."
Same to you.
Yeah, right back at you. "They are luminaries. The girl herself is just a post. I know her. Her name is Julie." Then Stephen Brown writes, "Beware of 666. And somebody else writes, "I like that, and I really enjoy both of you too much. No, yeah, you are." But remember, I've said before that I've heard that people are afraid of them. They think that he's a Satan worshiper. And
why
one of the reasons I had such a hard time getting people to talk to me, they are really afraid of Craig and Juliana, think they're into the black magic, think that they're Satan and everything.
They could do things to them if they talk about them.
Do you think the scammers are afraid of them?
I think scammers, I think victims. Victims are afraid. People are afraid of them. But like I say to people, when they're afraid to come forward to me and I can't talk to them, I go, "Listen, if they could do anything, I'd be target number one."
Oh, yeah.
I cost them a lots of money.
And the funny thing is, you're right. And, you know, it's weird that the scammers feel that way. They were as godless as they are.
No, they're very religious. They just look at it differently. Yeah. You know, they don't think they're doing anything wrong, Joe. We've talked about that.
Mm.
They're just grinding, baby. let's see. Somebody wrote Samson, "But this chick's a porn star. Be a porn star. I know her." Somebody else wants to know how we get in touch. Somebody else wrote, Nerdine wrote, "Never do what they post." Some other people trying to get with her. Somebody's writing, "Hi, beautiful."
Dumbbells.
Yeah, I know. They're not reading the stuff before. They're just going, "Oh, how do we get? She's a beautiful girl. She's a porn star. I love her."
Stupids.
Yeah.
So other people are trying to get in touch with him. They're like giving their number and everything because they want to ride that Juliana gravy train. That's on his page. The girl, so they get called luminaries. Craig goes, "Bright light, yes." So somebody said, "Beware of 666." He responded, "And 999.
He's such an idiot.
Somebody writes, "Si Delamine a Brazil, fools. How did this message come to me? May God
guide you all when you die in this uncouth act. Then know that worse indeed is your destination. Repent now." Craig writes, "Amen." "The fire burned me so hot, no snow."
They just don't care. They just don't scare.
"May the fire burn me so hot, no snow." I want that.
I think he's talking
about
the rapper. Yeah. The white rapper.
Lisa says for $29.99, they can buy the video.
Sure. Nerdine responds after bright light, "Yes, yes, luminaries." Nerdine responds, "They are Satanism, looking for blood through internet. Some are dead, so never be a victim."
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, let's see, I'm just trying to get, guys, never try to do what they post. Let's see, help me please.
So some people are reaching out to try to be his buddy and to learn from them, and other people are saying, you're the devil, basically.
Well, Joe, if you could get off my cord, please. Lift your foot. Thank you. So before I go, I got a call yesterday from Israel.
Okay.
This was somebody who was talking to a fake Juliana.
Oh.
We were trying to scam him, but he caught on pretty quickly and did not get scammed. So, but Craig had put a YouTube video about how Ghana is his new gold mine. I saw it. You know, whatever. Ghana is his new gold mine. So this guy confronted him on it on YouTube and everything. Craig deleted the video, but there was this comment from Craig, and we'll leave you guys with this because I think he's calling him on this, like, "Why are you helping?" "Yes, and I am the photographer of all the photos used to scam all those millions. Cool, right? That's how much my photography skills are worth, and I just do it for fun."
Wow.
They don't give a rat's ass.
They don't care. They just feel immune.
Now, do you think that Juliana and her boyfriend are freaking out that these guys are letting the cat out of the bag about all sorts of things?
No, they're not that bright. Because people don't know about us yet.
Yes.
I mean, think about the uphill climb we had to go with the major media to go, nuh-uh, don't put her on the front page.
Yeah.
So people don't know. People aren't going to find this page, this Facebook page and everything. You have to look for this stuff.
Right.
And everything. But we're getting it out there.
But and besides, a lot of people who were to read all this gibberish would not understand what it means.
Right. You have to. Remember, we have. What did we start in 2012 with these shenanigans with her?
Yeah.
We got several years of research and we saved it all.
Yeah.
I mean, we have all this stuff.
Yeah.
We have the audio. We have pictures. We have the guy who's being scammed or was being scammed until I think he's finally stopped. I pray he's finally stopped.
Oh, please. Mm.
You know, we know what they're about, but people don't know.
No.
And she's going to play dumb and she's going to play the victim and she's going to say that it's just him and he's crazy, but we have evidence of her.
Right.
She don't care.
No.
It's all. He even says, listen, you could talk to her, you just got to have the dollar dollars.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think?
God. They're both dirty as hell.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely dirty. And it's amazing to me. I mean, I understand that, you know, to somebody who doesn't know anything about this, they would just see this gibberish and go, oh, okay, this is a really bad rapper. He thinks he's Mr. Bad, you know. I'm a big OG. Look at all my money. Because it's the same kind of crap that rappers do. They wear the big, shiny jewelry, and they show off all their money and stuff. So they would think, oh, he's just a bad rapper. But if you read into this, because you know anything about Sakawa, it's like, oh, Jesus, look at what they're doing. And they're so blatant.
They've always been wide open. And again, that's the amazing thing, like how the mainstream media, when they were covering this, first 2020 and then the papers, with the exception of the Miami, New Times, and New York Post when I started talking to them, they didn't even want to hear about this.
Right.
We couldn't even get people to talk to us about this. And it's all there.
So,
it's just
blatantly.
Yeah.
Blatantly. It's nothing like you have to dig or find. I mean, you know, they're right there talking about it.
I mean, you got to know where to look, and it does involve, you got to go down rabbit holes and trails and all this stuff. But, yeah.
But not even. I mean, they're just so blatant about it.
I mean, listen, here's what I want. Here's my goal. Here's why I still pursue this. Because I filed that report with the FBI, and nothing happened. My goal is I keep on doing this, and the show is getting more exposure.
Mm-hmm.
Which we'll talk post-show about. And I am getting more exposure on television. So with that more exposure comes more awareness of what we're doing. I just want the FBI to go down there. I just want the local authorities to go to Palm Bay, Florida.
Right.
Go down there, check their computers, check their bank records. Because I know they're doing tax evasion at the very least.
Absolutely.
No, I don't think that.
You're probably right, Joe. I don't know what I was thinking.
I think they're declaring all of this banana bread money.
You're not going to Hilton Suites embassies on bounce house money. It ain't happening, boys and girls.
That's
nobody
right.
Bounces that much.
Oh, God.
Unless you're a Tigger.
Yeah, they have the books for the bounce house and another set of books buried under the backyard.
Yeah, they didn't even keep books on this.
So...
Yeah, it's amazing. No, that's quite a find. That page, that Facebook page. Wow.
Well, this is all going to go up on davinsden.com when we get that website fucking finished. And so we're going to add this stuff. I gave the producer.
I have a funny comment during a meeting.
I'm sure you do. I got a different web guy now.
Yeah, I know an apprentice has made a comment. The first one.
Now I've lost my tree.
Yeah, the apprentice
Lisa
has some things to say.
Lisa gave you some mad props. She said, you are more effective than an FBI report.
Thank you, Lisa.
Yeah.
Lisa's my favorite tonight. Lisa gets the gold star and a big hug and a kiss.
Yeah. Oh, she might back off.
No. I'll brush my teeth. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's better.
Okay. Got the halitosis. So, yeah. So I gave the producer, because they're doing a Match.com story about a woman who met a man that she met on Match and then was brutalized. And they got the woman.
Oh, God.
They're going to interview the woman.
Oh, God.
So I sent her, the producer, who's been very kind to me, the pictures of the scammer using Match.com.
Yes.
Because I think they can really do something good with it and go, listen, this is how it works. This is who you're talking to. They're showing it step by step.
Mm.
So I gave that to her. I don't know if they're going to use it and everything. But that stuff's going to be on our website.
You know, it's just a shame that they wouldn't use it. I mean, it's all there.
Blatantly.
They don't care.
They don't. Because they think nobody's going to find them. But that's what happened. I don't know if you were listening, but I talked about in the beginning of the show, I showed a victim, a fake Avalos, who the real person was behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And he confronted her. and she blocked them. They think they're untouchable. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She thought she was never going to get found. Stupid had her name and her email address. I mean, it wasn't like her real name. Like the email was like honest girl or whatever, like stupid whore, whatever the hell it was. But like then they have like their real name with it too. And being the super sleuth I am, I went, I should look for this. And sure enough, a brown girl came up from Accra, Ghana, and I said, chances are they're the same person.
So you wear a silly grin.
So, yeah, I don't think we're going to do Ann Jackson tonight because the hour is late.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I know we've blown her off for a few weeks.
She's used to it.
You know, listen, we love the Ann Jackson, but I just felt this was more pressing.
No, that's amazing.
Yeah, it was.
So. Don't worry, kids. Ann Jackson still be there.
Oh,
Mr. Davenfun will be here next week. Along with, we're going to have a great interview next week. I'm really looking forward to interviewing the ethical hacker.
Yeah, that'll be great.
That's going to be good. So we're going to hopefully give you guys some good safety tips as well. Because we try. Well, somebody asked me, one of the syndicators asked me, well, how would you describe the show? And I always have a hard time doing it because I don't know because it's such a hybrid show.
But using our stupidity for the side of right.
Well, that works.
<Ba-ka>!
I called it edutainment.
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 All right.
Because we kind of educate and we try to do it in an entertaining way. Yes. And I think we went through the serious stuff in a fun way.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm sorry you guys had to listen to the punishment song. Nobody likes the punishment song. But in lieu of what I found, I felt it was important to hear Craig wax poetically about money and Juliana sing about it. Don't follow.
No, it was even though it was punishing, it was a good setup for what followed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why we did what we did. But now we must do what we do and get the hex out of here. So we're going to thank some folks for letting this little show happen. I'd like to thank Family Martial Arts. It was actually a very sad week at Family Martial Arts.
Yeah.
I remember I told you, I don't know if you
said that accident?
There was a car accident in town, and one of the black belts, a 16-year-old boy, three boys died in the accident.
That was
terrible.
A horrible crash. Yeah.
Passed away, the black belt. So we went to the wake on Sunday.
Oh.
And, you know, and he gets buried with his black belt and everything. And all the students that came, a lot of students came. There was a good showing. Skylar, my daughter, was one of the youngest. They all bow in front of the casket and then bow to the family. It's very moving.
Oh,
so, yeah, it would have been,
So, but I don't know if my daughter gets fazed by stuff. Maybe it's because she's too young. Maybe
she's too young for it to sink in.
She doesn't really understand.
Either that or she's going to be a serial killer. I don't know which it is.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't comprehend yet.
Yeah.
I'm leaning towards serial killer.
That'd be her father's influence. Anyway, so, but, you know, Family Martial Arts, it really, the name family kind of is what that dojo is. I mean, because there was a big showing of support for this family. You know, this tragedy, there was a lot of martial artists there showing respect for this boy who unfortunately lost his life in a car accident. 16 years old.
Terrible.
Yeah, it was hard. That there was a couple other kids, right?
There was four kids in the car. The one who's driving is fine. The girl, three kids in the three boys in the back are dead. The instructor is alive. Anyway, all right. But you should go to Family Martial Arts because it's great for learning karate and self defense. And like I said, it's a great family environment. You could do it with your family or by yourself. It's great in the classroom. It's the place to be, man. I go there. I hang out there. And you know me, I don't like anything. So Sensei Russ has been on the show a bunch of times. You know he's a good guy and he's funny. So if you like us, you like him. So give them a call to learn more. 845-469-1716. 845-469-1716. Or check them out at familymartialartsgoshen.com. familymartialartsgoshen.com.
Goldberg's famous bagels and kosher-style deli of Chester, New York brings the fresh, delicious water bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premises for your enjoyment. If you ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you know you can never have a frozen bagel again. Goldberg's has the perfect schmear for your bagel, as they feature an extensive variety.
Not so easy to do that, Reed, is it? Yeah. Hey, you're not laughing now, are you, stupid?
No, I am not. They feature an extensive variety of cream cheese spreads and even offer low-fat choices. Goldberg's famous bagels and kosher-style deli also offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. They offer some unique daily specials like the Zombie, which is a potato pancake covered in fresh brisket and smothered in homemade gravy. Or the Bronx Bomber, which is a square knish, corned beef, Russian dressing, and sauerkraut. Whether you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg's can feed your craving. Goldberg's famous bagels and kosher-style deli is great for when you want to eat out, order in, or have that special event or party catered. Goldberg's delivers every time. They're open 5 a.m. Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. on the weekends. Visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or give them a call at 845-469-8505. And don't forget, if you're a veteran or a fan of Davin's Den, you get 10% off.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding or office party, or anything that just has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that you're event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. And Portobello also hosts the always popular comedy nights, which are hosted by Side Splitting Productions owner Davin's Den, Davin Rosenblatt. Davin, tell us about the show that's coming up.
I kind of hoped you were going to do that, but I'll do it instead, Joe.
Yeah. So I left the copy in the book.
Oh, you suck.
At least I didn't forget it.
No,
tell us all about it.
This Friday, you go to Portobello Banquets in Oakland, New Jersey, and we're going to have a great show for you. Great buffet. Always love the buffet. They got a carving station. Eggplant Rollatini is awesome. Like, I'm a big fan of that. You're going to have three great comics. You're going to have Mike Keegan from Foxwood, Rick Allen, who is a contributing writer for Letterman.
Wow.
And your headliner, one of my faves, Eric McMahon, who is from HBO. And I'll be hanging out there, too, because nobody else hired me. So you can hang out with me. It's going to be a good time, top-notch night of entertainment, Joe.
And it's going to be great. Experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Side Splitting Productions, my company. When you need an entertainment company that covers it all, kids' parties, face painters, balloon animals, comedians, bands, what are those things? What are those things when they act? Theater. Dinner theater.
Actors.
Murder mysteries.
Murder mysteries.
Murder mysteries. We do that thing, too.
It was a mystery to you, too.
It really was. I murdered that reed. Anyway, go to sidesplittingproductions.com. Sidesplittingproductions.com. Phone number 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094. Mr. Helix is going to be in place.
Oh, Johnny and the Alimonies are going to be playing at the 1776 House Friday, July 24th at 8:30 p.m. That old 76 House is at 110 Main Street, Topan, New York. So go and see them. They're great.
Joe?
I will be at McGuire's Comedy Club on Thursday. Go to gubs.com for all the information. Also, you can get 8 free tickets. Use code LAFF, L-A-F-F, 723 for free tickets. Up to 8 of them, so come on out.
Up to 8. 8 is enough, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
8 is enough. All right. Well, yeah, I'll be hanging out in, at Portobello's on Friday. This was a fun show.
Yay.
Much to things are happening for the show, maybe. Who knows? Yeah, whatever. Big whoop. Whatevs. Things are happening, but we always appreciate you, our loyal listener, for
absolutely
hanging out with us.
Absolutely.
Listen live or listening on replay on the podcast like many of you do. So
love you guys in the Den Pen.
I always do.
Mm.
So we got a big show next week. I'm really looking forward to having Jim Malay here talk about some cybersecurity. Always like when we can brush up on our knowledge and see what's going on in the world. If you like us, for goodness sake, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep...